ABC Radio Australia. Australia's Pacific neighbours are continuing to deal with the impact from COVID-19, but another neighbour that's not too far away is battling it as well, is Timor-Leste. The small nation and its population of 1.2 million people has been in a state of emergency since March 28th. And Australian doctors and staff from the Menzies School of Health Research have joined the fight against coronavirus to help prevent devastation there. The Menzies Institute has been working in the Pacific Island country for many years, helping fight other infectious diseases like tuberculosis and malaria. The Institute's director, Professor Alan Cass, says helping fight COVID-19 has been an opportunity to strengthen ties between the two nations.
A month ago, there wasn't an ability to test for COVID-19 in Dili and Timor-Leste. And our Menzies team was able to work with the hospital people and people in the department there to establish that capacity so that we were able to begin testing in Dili and ramp that up from a few tests a day to now at least 50 tests a day.
Inside the country's national hospital in Dili, Australia's Dr. Josh Francis has been helping to establish testing procedures, and I spoke with him a little earlier about the situation on the ground.
Yes, I've been coming back and forward to Timor-Leste for around 7 years now and have been involved in a number of different projects working alongside the Ministry of Health and other partners here in Timor-Leste, working with an Australian NGO called Mulup Timor and working with Menzies School of Health Research with projects that are very focused on trying to strengthen health systems here and build capacity for responding particularly to infectious diseases. In doing that, have encountered so many challenging things here in terms of diseases that children die from that are preventable and treatable, pneumonia, diarrhoea, bacterial infection, sepsis. There's a lot of TB in this country. It has one of the highest rates of TB in the world. And over the last couple of years, Menzies School of Health Research has established an office here in Dili that has given us a really good platform for working closely with the Ministry of Health, also the Ministry of Agriculture, as we look at some of the One Health issues, particularly around antibiotic resistance and the problems that we see with antibiotic resistance in humans and also in animals, and trying to help the laboratory here to be able to diagnose infections and to look for antibiotic resistance and to work in well with the clinicians who are making diagnoses and treating people with antibiotics, but also with the Ministry of Health who are trying to do surveillance to understand the impact of infections in a place like this.
And you've now had to pivot to focusing on the COVID-19 outbreak. What is the latest on that situation?
So currently there are around 27 cases in Timor-Leste. 23 of them are confirmed and 4 of them are probable cases. And so that's a very different situation to be in, actually, and has required some scaling up in terms of the response and the response both in terms of the clinicians getting ready for what might lie ahead, but also the public health unit, the surveillance and epidemiology unit, who are really trying to respond in terms of identifying contacts and working with the laboratory to increase testing to identify additional cases.
And of those 27, do any have to be in ICU care, or are they just sort of self-isolating or being isolated at the hospital?
Yeah, so none have required ICU at this stage, which is excellent, and obviously we really hope that that will continue to be the case.
And what's the current feeling on the ground with this situation?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's been a lot of really good work that has happened here, and the government has responded quickly, I think. The Ministry of Health is working very hard to try and prepare as best as possible. It's a very challenging situation to be in, though, and the coronavirus pandemic has been so challenging in so many parts of the world with far greater resources than what are available here. And so I think the reality is that we're preparing for what could be some really difficult days ahead if the epidemic does really take off. The capacity of the health system to care for large numbers of critically unwell people is limited. And so the focus has been very heavily on trying to contain this as much as possible. And there have been some really good measures put in place to do that. The government was very proactive with limiting travel into the country, with enforcing quarantine in a very similar way to what has happened in Australia and other places. And also just with some very sensible measures in the public sphere where people have to wash their hands to go into a shop, for instance. There's a law in place now that says that any shop that is open needs to have a hand washing station at the entrance, and you have to wash your hands before you go. And that sort of thing, I think, is excellent and is really geared towards trying to limit the impact by limiting the spread of COVID-19 in this country.
And, you know, if it isn't kept under control and it does rapidly spread, how vulnerable, I guess, is the health system there to cope with it? And sort of what would you need in support to help take care of it?
The health system struggles as it is. It's the truth. Like, there's a high child mortality in this country. There's a lot of premature death for, as I said, preventable and treatable things. And it's, I think, one of the really huge challenges, and it's quite confronting to reconcile this and to realise that this is happening so close to home in Australia, and the need really is very great. And so in some ways I think the response to a crisis like this is very similar to the way we've been looking to respond over a number of years, working closely with the Ministry of Health and the work that is happening here in this country to try to improve the health system. Like, it's very much about trying to continue on that same trajectory. But if anything, there's a huge amount of motivation at the moment to do more and to try to progress things faster.
And you've been working specifically looking at testing procedures in regards to coronavirus. In the next few days and weeks, as this situation continues to unfold, what further steps will you and your team be taking around this?
Yeah, so, I mean, we've had really excellent progress with the capacity to test in the country here, and that has been in the National Health Laboratory with a lot of support from Menzies, but also with a huge amount of support from Royal Darwin Hospital Laboratory, who are providing backup, really, and doing confirmatory testing for all of the tests that are done here. And to get to the point that we're at now, we're able to test around 50 tests a day, I think is a really excellent achievement in a country that had no capacity for coronavirus testing a month ago. There is the potential to really scale up testing further. And so there's a rapid PCR test that you can do. It's a swab from the nose that goes into a little cartridge that goes into a machine. It's actually a machine that is used in Timor and similar countries to test for TB. It's called a Gene Expert. And we're really hoping to be able to get some of the coronavirus cartridges for those Gene Expert machines. It'll make a massive difference, because instead of waiting a day or so for a result, it means that you can literally take the swab, put it into the cartridge, put it into the machine, and then expect an answer in a couple of hours. And the potential to do that and to be able to test rapidly, get results rapidly and respond to that, I think can make a massive difference. And that's certainly one of the things we're working on at the moment.